So how can we have confidence, and how can we ensure that confidence doesn't turn into pride? Yeah, we need confidence to do some service, but at the same time, we don't want pride to make us self-infatuated. So how do we do that? Yes, there are two different things here. First is that there is the revelation that Krishna has given different things to different people, and acknowledging some gifts that we have given, that is not pride. If the focus is on Krishna, and we think that this is Krishna who has given this to me, then actually, rather than pride, we bring about gratitude. The focus can be, we all have certain gifts, certain talents. Now, some of us, some of the talents may be immediately apparent, some talents we have to explore and discover and develop. Whatever it is, to look at our talents and look at whatever abilities we have and to acknowledge them as Krishna's gifts to us, that will lead to pride. That will lead to gratitude. And that, acknowledging whatever we have, that's what brings confidence. So for example, if you are able to speak fluently, that's something that others do not have that ability. Now if you look at others, you'll think I'm superior to them. They can't speak, I can speak. But if you're looking at others, you look at Krishna. You focus on Krishna. This is some way I can help others. They will have some other ability to be able to serve Krishna. See, pride comes when our vision is on the world, not on Krishna. When our vision is on the world, if we see that I have something more than others, I become proud. And if I see that others have something more than me, then I become inferior. I develop inferiority complex. In both cases, the problem is we are just focusing on ourselves and others. But instead, if we focus on ourselves and Krishna, then our awareness of our abilities does not lead to pride. Rather, it gives us the confidence to serve Krishna. So, what we have is God's gift to us. What we become is our gift to God. What we become is our gift to God. By using that speaking ability, I become a good speaker, I share Krishna's message, and that is my offering to Krishna. So this way, if we keep it not between us and the world, but between us and Krishna, then awareness of our abilities, rather than interfering with our devotion, can enhance our devotion, can assist in our bhakti by giving us tangible means by which we can perform. So, seeing that Krishna has given us abilities, that can give us confidence. And it's not that somebody has to have an extraordinary ability. Even an ordinary ability, if it is used in a diligent way, that can also lead to substantial contributions. So, seeing them as Krishna's gifts can help us to have confidence without letting it breed arrogance. Is that answer your question? Thank you.